is the head basketball coach at the University of Illinois. It's Bruce Weber. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Well, we're great. Good to have you on. Appreciate your time. I'd say a big weekend coming up. D. Brown's coming in with Tay and Jay tomorrow afternoon. Boy, I tell you what, D is just... Will people ever stop thinking of D, the headband, and loving him and hugging him? I mean, this guy is so warm. He just has it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He has a great charisma, and he keeps the energy, excitement always going, and he's always... He just loves life. And in some way, he's always going to be doing something, whether it's basketball or he's doing his rap or whatever it might be. Just a guy with that, he always is around excitement. There's no doubt about it.
He's still playing, right?
Oh, yeah. He just signed to go back to Italy. He's been in a bunch of countries since, he kind of got, he lost his job in the NBA. But he's making money playing basketball, enjoying it, and getting a chance to see the world.
That's more than $12 an hour.
Yeah, a little bit more than that. He's done okay.
Hey, the money has really improved in worldwide basketball, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And there's a few of the countries, it's not similar to NBA, but it's getting close. And whether it's Italy or France or Spain, they all have very, very good basketball, and they pay their players, and they like it. It's definitely become a worldwide game.
That's awesome. All right. How big of a deal is it for the Illinois basketball program to have so many former players love you?
To have all those guys come back in August, in the summer, it's just a great tribute to the program and the tradition and how much they love it. And, the former guys all like to come back. They like to relive the memories. Everybody does, and to be part of it and see each other. And so, we have over 80 guys or 80 former players coming back that'll participate in the weekend's events. Probably have about 40 guys play. And then, of course, led by Darren Williams with his Point of Hope Foundation, he's going to have an event after the game at the Arc, and we're hoping we get a good turnout for that. And, Darren, we just feel so fortunate that Darren, comes back. He's part of it. I feel very proud that, he's got his foundation. He's raised money. He's given back. He's given back to our community, our university, and nationwide. And there's a guy that's going overseas too. He told me last week he's gonna play in Turkey. As long as there's a lockout, he says I want to stay in shape, but I can make money, I might as well enjoy it.
Wow. I said, no, there's a little asterisk on that contract just in case the NBA fixes everything. He doesn't have to stay in Turkey, right?
Yeah, I think he's hoping that it'll only be 2 months, there's a lot of people. There's some fear there that there's a big difference between what the players want and also what the owners want. And it might take a little longer than even football went through.
Yeah. All right. So it's coming up Saturday. You're going to have your guys scrimmage at 5 o'clock, and then the game starts. The Legends is what, 6 o'clock?
Yes. We're going to Italy. We leave next Wednesday. That'll be our last day of practice. We'll have a little shoot around, then we'll have an inner squad game. It's a chance. We got 7 new guys, a chance to see those guys play at 5. We'll do about a half a game. Let the former, the alumni come and warm up a little bit. It might be a little bit toasty in the assembly hall, so they'll warm up quick, and then they'll get going about 6. We should be wrapped up by 7 o'clock. And then, as I said, Darren's fundraiser with all the former players that are going to be coming over to the Arc. It starts about 7:30, and that'll go till 7:30, probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. And there is an auction. There's great auction items, and if you there are tickets for the game. There's we've sold somewhere 5,000-6,000, I would say, in there, and we're hoping for a good walk up and on a Saturday early evening. And then, of course, you can get tickets for Darren's event. It's the pointofhopefoundation.org. Those are $100 a piece. And, again, it's a contribution to you know, Darren's foundation.
Yeah, all right. Well, will they, the guys sign autographs in that Point of Hope? I mean, will they do that? Because I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure if you get, you know, Darren's a little tough to get autographs, but the other guys probably love it. You know, they love to be part of it. And if he gets Darren at the right moment, probably able to get him to do something too. So,
all right, it sounds like a great weekend. Now, is Devin Langford going to Italy with you?
He's going to come with us. It does not look like he's going to be able to play. He had a deep thigh bruise. It's almost, it's you look at his thigh, it's like he's got a helmet sticking out, and they've worked hard the last 3 weeks trying to get that thing broken up. And you know, he ran a little bit yesterday. He'll go with us on the trip, but probably won't participate. We still want him to be part of it. One of the big things with the trip is, you know, the bonding, getting to know each other, and of course, a great life experience for our guys to go from Rome to Florence to Venice to Lake Como to Milan. It should be a great trip.
You gonna let him climb Pisa or no?
We just don't want to tip it over.
Well, and when you go to Milan, Milan is the number one, numeral uno in the world for models. They're all 6'3 and tan.
Fashion.
So they're going to go, whoa, what magazine did I see you on? Oh, my goodness. Hey, let me ask you another thing, Bruce. And you know, I pride myself on being able to read people. Me thinks you like your team right now.
Oh, it's been fun. We've had a lot of coaches come in the summer to watch practice. And, you know, last night we had probably 8 or 10 coaches there, and I got a lot of texts last night, just excited. We got a lot of young guys that have some energy. We had good competition. They've been playing very hard, you know, and I think we have some talent. It's fun, but we are going to be young, and that's why we're doing this trip, to see if we can get a little jump start on everybody going into the Big Ten.
But with a lot of young, you can kind of set the page. You don't have bad habits. You don't have all of these other things. If they play the way Bruce Weber wants them to play, they're going to get their nose bloody a little bit.
Yeah, we had some blood on the floor yesterday in practice, so that's a good thing. It was fun. I think when you have competition, you know, for the last couple of years, you know, no one was going to beat Dimitri out, you know, and Mike Tisdale or Mike Davis. And now they, you know, no one's sure who's going to play, to be honest. Even, you know, we need the older guys to play well. I've been very pleased with Tyler Griffey. Joe Bertrand and Schultz had some nice moments. You know, I think Brandon Paul and Myers and DJ have to be our best players. But at the same time, those young guys, they come and bring it every day, and they're not going to back down. So it's been fun.
Well, listen, have a safe trip to Italy, Bruce. Have a great weekend. It's an awesome opportunity for people to see the former guys, to see your team for the first time with all your new guys. You're doing a great job. It's going to be a great season. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and we still owe you a dinner.
I know it.
We got to get you and your brother.
Johnny. We got that thing. It doesn't expire, does it?
We get back from Italy. If your brother's in town, we'll get you to dinner.
I'll tell him. Hopefully we can match up. Hey, thanks, Bruce, for your time. Be safe.
All right.
Thanks so much. Bruce Weber, Illinois basketball coach, referencing the auction item Brother Johnny bought.
Yeah.
Dinner for two. Four. I think he got Janet and I in there. Bobby, Janet and I, and Megan.
Awesome.
And Bruce is great people.
Yeah.
I mean, he is literally the guy next door, likes mowing his own yard. He's a good guy. I tell you what, he's really, there's something about youth, and this is nothing against Dimitri, Mike Davis, and Mike Tisdale, but those guys were pretty set. They're going to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a chance to say, okay, new game.
Mm-hmm.
Starting lineup is not set. Here's the ball. Who wants to dive for it?
Good chemistry.
Yeah, it sounds like he likes what he sees, and he's got some players. I mean, he's got some athleticism. He's got some good guys. Who will step up and score all the points? That's certainly going to be a question. DJ, Brandon, Myers Leonard, I can't forget. And I saw Myers Leonard not that long ago, and I said, remember that dunk at Northwestern? If you follow Illinois, he went down the baseline, did a reverse slam. It was crazy.
Nice.
It's what I do on my 6-foot basket. I mean, it was nuts. He smiled. He kind of laughed. That was awesome. All right. It's 8:15. We'll check your sports headlines next. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Stevie J. with Diane Ducey back after the